It's game two of the NLCS. Chicago with a 1-0 lead over the Dodgers from Wrigley Field. Hall of Famer Andre Dawson throwing at the ceremonial first pitch, and Clayton Kershaw taking the mound for the Dodgers following his game four NLDS win and game five save. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs after leaving his NLDS start early with an injury. Top of the second inning, Kershaw gets some support as Adrian Gonzalez faces Hendricks.
He can go on tears where he is an RBI machine. This one hit in the air to left center field. It is gone. Dodgers lead. It's Adrian Gonzalez going deep. 1-0 LA. And it was Gonzalez who told us outside their clubhouse before tonight's game, Kershaw on the mound, get him a couple early and let him settle in.
Here's the 1-2. Call strike three. Third strikeout of the game for Kershaw. He's retired the first seven batters. 21 strikes and 9 balls. Here's the 1-2. Call strike three, and that's going to do it. Two on, two out. Dodgers 1-0 in the fifth. And there's a pop-up left side. Turner's camped underneath it. A step in foul territory. He'll make the catch, and the inning is over.
With the left-handed hitting Jock Peterson coming up, and I can only assume this is a hunch or a feel by Joe Maddon. Nothing and one, the count, two on with one out. Broken bat. That is a short hop. And they have the other runner hung up. What a smart play by Baez. Inning is over.
We see a different view right here. See how far off the bag Rizzo is. Now he goes to second. Russell, for a moment, if Gonzalez keeps running, he might get to third, because I think Russell was confused.
Totally.
Baez yelling at Russell to throw to third once Gonzalez stopped.
A leadoff walk. Would Dave Roberts go to this well again? He brought on Kenley Jansen as closer in the seventh inning of game five in Washington.
The 0-2, Zobrist takes call, strike three. Roberts, I think, wants to look Clayton into the eye and say, are you all right? What you got left? And the pitch. Fly ball, center field. Back goes Peterson, way back and in front of the wall. He'll track it down, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, one walk, one left. We go to the eighth, 1-0 Dodgers. Kenley Jansen, who on Thursday night threw a career-high 51 pitches, now is going to be called upon for a two-inning save. Jansen to Contreras. Swung on and missed, strike three. Jansen set the pitch to Montero. Swung on and missed, strike three, and that will end the inning. Kenley Jansen will face Dexter Fowler, Chris Bryant, and Anthony Rizzo. And the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. 0-2 to Bryant. Jansen deals. Call, strike three on the outside corner. Two out in the ninth. Rizzo, 32 home runs this year. Here's a pitch. He lines it on into the glove of Utley, and the Dodgers hang on and win it 1-0 behind Clayton Kershaw and Kenley Jansen of two innings of spotless relief. This series is all even at a game apiece as the Dodgers head home for game three.
The Dodgers even up the NLCS at 1-game apiece following a 1-0 victory over the Cubs Sunday. Clayton Kershaw throws the best postseason start of his career. 7 scoreless innings, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, 2 hits on 84 pitches. Kershaw became the first ever opposing starter with a scoreless postseason start at Wrigley Field. MLB.com's Jeff Nelson is in Chicago with a recap of Game 2.
The postseason's all about guys stepping up in big situations, and that's exactly what Clayton Kershaw did for the Dodgers in the NLCS in Game 2. How about 7 shutout innings, only giving up 2 hits, walking 1, striking out 6. The Dodgers could not afford to go back to L.A. down 2 games. Instead, they turned to their ace. Kershaw was outstanding. We saw that dominant fastball of 94 to 96 miles an hour. Also, that dominant breaking ball, proving that he's one of the most dominant pitchers and amazing pitchers in postseason history, also in the league. This guy was amazing. He kept the Cubs hitters off balance. He also became the only starter at Wrigley Field in postseason history with a scoreless start.
With the series tied at a game apiece, MLB.com's Jeff Nelson and Allison Footer preview Game 3.
The NLCS is tied 1-1 as the series now moves to Dodger Stadium. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Jeff Nelson. Jeff, obviously, big win for the Dodgers in Game 2. Now it moves back. We've got Rich Hill against Jake Arrieta. You know, it seems like it's a little bit lopsided, but we've kind of thought that the Dodgers were a little overmatched, and so far they have not been, so we don't really know what to expect.
No, we don't. I mean, you have Rich Hill on the Dodgers' side. You know, the Dodgers have really been careful with him, obviously with the blisters on the left hand. You know, it affected him early in the DS, his couple starts that he had, and especially in Game 5. Didn't go very long against the Nationals. They didn't want to overexpose him and possibly have those blisters flare up. So, obviously, when you go out, the weather's going to be warm in L.A., so you wonder, okay, how's that going to affect him? On the other side, Arrieta, how about this guy? He's going to be your Game 3 starter. I mean, he was a Cy Young Award winner last year for the Cubs, and this guy's your Game 3. So, obviously, a pivotal Game 3. You know, you always want to have the momentum shift. Right now, it's the Dodgers going back home to L.A., but you have one of your aces if you're the Cubs in Arrieta. This guy was outstanding. Look at him when he faced the Giants. Also, he's not bad at the plate. This guy, big 3-run homer off of Bumgarner, so you really have to be careful with him. You look at the DS with the Cubs, you know, is him and Bryant was the only offense that you've seen, so it's going to be a great matchup. So obviously the momentum shifts a little bit because the home field goes to L.A., but you have Jake Arrieta for the Cubs on the mound.
When the NLDS ended and we were talking about how, oh, the Dodgers are not running on fumes and look at how exhausted these guys are, and all of a sudden one Clayton Kershaw gem, and it seems like the Dodgers can kind of reset with their bullpen. They're in a pretty good spot right now.
Well, I can't see them. Okay, they have the day off. They have the work day off on Monday, but I can't see them constantly going to Jansen for six outs all the time. Somebody in that bullpen is going to have to step up in these three games against the in L.A. So, you know, the momentum shifts, home field shifts is exactly what the Dodgers wanted. They wanted to come into Chicago, split the series, go back to L.A. You know, who knows what's going to happen? Can they sweep the Cubs? Who knows? But can the Cubs sweep the Dodgers? Nobody knows. It's been a very interesting series. Not a whole lot of offense, but great pitching matchup, especially what Kershaw did in Game 2.
The Cubs managed just 2 hits and struck out 10 times. Manager Joe Maddon talked about his team's inability to muster any offense against Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I give him credit, man. I thought he pitched primarily with his fastball. The thing that I was really curious about was velocity and location before the game, and he had both. Command of his fastball is outstanding. He didn't really have his curveball today, which, you know, should have worked in our favor. I think Javi had to base it up the middle on a curveball. Other than that, he might have thrown 5. Slider became more pertinent for him, I thought, later, but primarily pitched with his fastball and kept the ball off our barrel because he didn't strike a lot of guys out. I was taking a little bit of solace in that. I think he ended up with 6 strikeouts in 7 innings, which, you know, that's okay. If we're moving the ball that much, you would think, or I would think, they were going to get more hits than we did. So he kept the ball off the fat part of our bat. He threw strikes like he normally does. So in spite of not having rest, his command and velocity were still good.
Kyle Hendricks started for the Cubs, taking the loss, lasting 5 1/3, striking out 5 but walking 4. He recaps his Game 2 performance.
I wasn't sharp, really. My fastball command wasn't great, but I battled through it. You know, I didn't really miss over the plate with much, so that was good. I didn't give in, so, you know, I didn't get deep in the game like I wanted to, but at least kept us in it, gave us a chance, one swing away. I mean, he does what he does, man. He was impressive. I was watching a lot of it from inside, not missing any spots, mixing his pitches well, keeping us off balance. That's the kind of game that I was trying to pitch to, you know. It was fun to go against him, but at the same time, tough one to lose, but we'll be all right, you know.
In the top of the 6th inning, the Dodgers had 1st and 2nd with 1 out before a humpback liner off the bat of Jock Peterson was caught by 2nd baseman Javier Baez. He described starting an inning-ending double play.
As soon as the ball was hit, both of the runners went back, and I saw Peterson running down the line. But I had to get one, and then obviously with Gonzalez he came all the way back to the back, and I was just telling Addy to go 3, go 3, go 3. So.